back to Get With The Programming. I'm Chase Ingram.
I'm Captain America.
And along with me is Bill Grundler.
Wolverine.
And John Young is a freaking legend.
Dude, he's a beast.
I didn't know it was beast. Going down that early. I had to go back and look at it because I saw the chat start blowing up and I was like, what did he do?
I had no idea either. I had no idea.
I mean, I know they were talking about it last night. So if you guys, there's been a lot happening in the space in the last, I don't know, 12 hours. Last night on the Spin, Brian Spin podcast, which is, I still don't know Brian's last name, but I like that it's Spin. Remember when we thought Mike's last name was Cadre for like 6 years?
I know.
And apparently it's Richards.
in old CF Media, Mr. CF Media.
Yeah, Jason CF Media. Every time I hear his last name, I was like, that's not right. Peter's name.
I don't know who that is.
It's weird that someone calls him Peter now. I feel like it's almost inappropriate when I hear Peter.
Yeah, how dare you? There's no Peter.
It's just weird how much we've changed people's names, personas.
Personas.
Religions at time. Who knows? It depends what Savant's talking about on his podcast. But last night, it was Colton Mertens versus Jake Berman in 100 bar facing burpees for time. And that was awesome. $1,000 on the line, but like, I want to say double that seemed to come in through the comments and donations on the show. And Colton Mertens went, what, like 319?
Dude, it was disgusting. You went, have you seen like in the old, like sitcom shows where they have the sitcom dad,
is that the total Tim guy? Oh, we'll get to that. Hold please, Augustus. Yeah, CPA, the official CPA of him and Judy.
Where there's like the big game is on and mm-hmm. you see the dad is like, he's got his little secret ear piece in. He's trying to listen to the game.
Yeah, while
he's like at some meeting or whatever.
Oh yeah. Cause you were at a talent show last night.
That was totally me yesterday, dude. That was totally me. So granted, you know, my daughter was in, they had this art and craft show and her class was singing and she was one of the soloists and they were doing Bob Marley's Three Little Birds, which is fine.
Yeah.
Cool. Awesome. She was all excited to get up there and I love my kids. I love watching my kids do whatever their thing is. So I'm all in. But outside of that, it was like kindergartners doing a bell song and kids learning how to play the instruments for the first time.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway, so outside of my daughter singing, I had the race on my phone, my ear like this the whole time. And I'm listening to like Colton going and his trash talking afterwards and Jake going down and the countdown. And, you know, Sevan's got his text going on of like what the splits are, like 30 reps.
Dude, seeing splits reps from Sevan, I'm like, who are you? Like he puts on this persona that he doesn't pay attention or cares. Like that dude knows so much.
Dude, it was crazy.
I'm going to put him on the CrossFit Jeopardy show.
Dude, it was the funnest 100 burpees I've ever been like remotely around. The whole, who, like, it's a fucking 100 burpees. Who gives a shit about 100 burpees? But the fact that it was this kind of a race was unreal.
Unreal. And that show went off. Oh, by the way, I didn't know you could do this. Augustus, you gifted a membership. You can do that?
Whoa.
To JM The Fit Life. Huh.
You guys are cool.
You guys are cool. That's awesome. Thank you guys for doing that. And then after that show, it was Tim.
Yeah.
The fittest, is it dwarf? Is that the, I don't know. You guys get it. Get over yourselves. Little people, dwarf, whatever. Tim Murray, who is the fittest dwarf from 2023, raced his own 100 bar facing burpees afterwards. And it was like $1,000 if you beat the best time. But being the CrossFit community, this was on the Savant podcast afterwards. There was a tally going. And from, I guess, Sarah Cox of CA Peptide, she's like, hey, win or lose, you're getting it, buddy. Which was awesome. Dude went for it. He still went, what, like four, what did he go? 4:40 something?
Yeah, it was like right at the 4 minute mark.
And then the donations flooded in. Augustus is saying it's like around $3,500.
That's so crazy.
For 100 bar facing burpees. Like, that's it, guys. All the OG stuff we talk about. I'm wearing the damn hoodie. I love this hoodie, by the way.
I would do that for, well, I mean, I would do it for like $10, let alone $3,500.
Well, we talked about this yesterday. I would do it for, you can't do this, like trash talking.
You can't, totally.
I'm like, all right. And then in the middle of that show, and then I die. was everyone's giving John Young crap because everybody, that's what they do. 4:14. Oh,
that's so fast.
Oh, 4:14. John that Young comes so on the Savant fast. Podcast this morning, gets duped into it. And the goal was to break 5 minutes. I think that was like, hey, we'll give you, I think Sarah put up another $1,000. And then some dude in the comments was like, I'll give you 500 to break 5 minutes, which I hope he does because he put it in there a lot last night and this morning.
Yeah, right.
But John, if I don't want to ruin it, actually, it wouldn't ruin it, even if you guys, it won't ruin it. Go to Savant's pot that you just did. Like Brooke Entz was on it, but she's not on until way later. Like just go watch the first 20 minutes. And John Young goes out there and sells his soul for 100 bar facing burpees and break it gets 4:59.
The coolest thing about what John did is John routinely talks about how, I mean, he's just a lifter guy. Mm-hmm. He's strong AF. That dude is powerful. And this right here is just a classically little guy race. Little guy, light guy, endurance guy. And dude, he went for it.
Oh, the guy did donate it. Good for him. Wow. God, where does this money come
Amazing.
From?
Amazing.
That was cool. The cool thing, too, and we talked about this a bit, Taylor's commentary during it and and during Tim's was, like, fantastic. Like, if there wasn't, like, censorship on a live broadcast, okay, I guess on YouTube there's not.
Right,
like Taylor would be hilarious to have like on one of those side podcasts.
Dude, when he gets off on his rants, it is the best.
But not just that, but when he gets into what someone's doing, like it is so genuine.
Oh, totally.
Like these are the things I want to say on a broadcast. I can't.
There's the air of professionalism that you have to have. But that's what makes it so fun. Commenting.
It's
so raw, dude.
Commenting on John's butt jiggling when he gets to the ground. I was like, we were all looking at it. I was looking at it. And I was like, that guy's got a big butt, like a big, strong booty. And it moves a lot when it hits the ground. And then Taylor's like, look at his ass jiggle. I'm like, all right, well, we're just. All right. There it is.
Yes, we are. Yes.
But I want to say in the last 12 hours, what Spin Show did, Savant Show did last night and this morning, like, they infused with the beauty of the community and just the fans, like what, 6 to 10 grand
Insane.
Into the space just for 100 bar facing burpees.
Burpees, dude.
But it's not about the burpees. It's not about it. It's that's it, man. That was all
fun community stuff. You know what I mean? Just like fun community stuff. Rallying around these two guys that are like, okay, yeah, we'll do burpees. Sure, we'll go.
Yeah.
I mean, it wasn't a fight. I mean, it was fun to have a little trash talking in there. That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
But I come from a wrestling background, dude. Like when you're going to go toe to toe with someone, like you literally go toe to toe with them.
Right.
If I'm doing burpees, it's kind of like swimming. Like I can't control how fast you go. Like we're just swimming or we're just doing burpees. So it's not like, if you think about what it is, it's not that exciting. But the fact of the matter is that we all know what burpees are like. Everyone from 3 years old to 80 years old knows what a goddamn burpee is. And to have these guys race it, again, if you were to tell a class to do 100 burpees, you'd be getting the finger all day long.
Yeah.
But this was so fun. It was so community driven. The way the community poured out, the donations are amazing. That's just it's kind of confusing to me. Like I am shocked that kind of stuff happens like that. So
I saw like $200 comments come in. I'm like, what?
Right, it's crazy.
You guys are nuts.
It was, man, dude. I hate to say it, but like that is an element that the CrossFit has just missed. Man, look at these opportunities, dude, that are just there.
You know what it feels like? It feels like the Rogue versus Again Faster days.
100%.
You know what I mean? Where it's like, hey, turn your cameras on. Let's just go at it.
Make something cool happen.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I heard like during the day, Spin is just happening. We were able to pull off without any glitches. Also, that counter. Will you send that over? That thing was so sick. I guess StreamYard. There's a couple different platforms people use for like streaming their podcast. StreamYard's one, Restream, I think Riverside. I mean, I'm not even like pumping any of these, but I guess there's a problem with StreamYard yesterday where it wasn't loading up to YouTube. Right. Like it shut down, but then it was like erasing people's recorded podcasts. I feel like that happened yesterday with Pedro's podcast.
Yeah.
Which, you know, depending on who the guests was and the answers they gave, you know, sorry. but yeah, so what a cool couple of days. And then here's us.
Well,
just to talk about some programming.
One, because we're like fixing the things that need to be fixed, that we think need to be fixed. And then we're just, I mean, dude, the prediction stuff, you know, it's just as fun as the guessing of the Dave Castro's, you know, his little hint for the open or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I think.
Yeah. I'm good.
I got stuck, actually. It was hard. I'm not going to lie, dude. It was hard coming up with some fresh stuff after we retooled the other one.
Mm. Yes, it, got stuck it in was. My head, yeah,
was,
it did.
That was hard.
I had to break out of that a little bit. I didn't really copy anything. I was just eventually I landed on things that I'm pretty. I think we'll do a decent job overall, but with the formats and things, I think it's going to be. Yeah, we'll see.
Yeah,
we'll see. But we'll still fun. Yeah, we'll dive into that before we get there tomorrow. Before everybody bails and go watch Shut Up and Scribble right now. I get it. It's okay. Well, you just come back and watch later. As long as you come back, watch at some point in time. Tomorrow, the fittest game show on Earth. CrossFit Jeopardy debuts. Same time, same place. John Young versus Bill Grumler versus Taylor Self. In ultimate CrossFit trivia knowledge.
Is my age their ages put together?
Oh shit. Is it?
How old are those guys? Are they like 24?
I want to ask.
That sucks. Actually, it's kind of cool, but it sucks.
Let me see this. How old are you guys? Augustus, will you stop chatting with me in that link that we have on the screen right now? Oh, that's so funny. But yes, that'll be tomorrow. If you guys want to be as cool as Augustus, you guys can click this join button right here. Become a member. $3. $3 or five. Really, it's like $3.99, $5.99, but don't worry about those 99 cents. They don't count. If they're not at the front, they don't count. Taylor's 28, John's 20. Oh, whew, that's close.
That's a year difference. That's 56.
With their ages combined, they make one Bill Grumler. One Bill Grumler. But yes, that will be.
Both of them. I got to prepare for both of them.
Yes, that'll be tomorrow. I'm super pumped. I am. Just like any show we debut, we're putting ourselves out there. Me, Barkley, and this creation. But it's going to be awesome. And
How'd the test run go?
The test run went great. In fact, I'll show you guys a test run of a blank screen because we're not going to show you the categories today. But here you go. This is what the show is going to look like. We have a board. We have a board. We have five categories. And in these five categories, you've got $200 to $1,000 worth of points. Maybe one day we'll get sponsored enough to make money. I will say is that Bubs Naturals is coming on board to sponsor the show.
Yes.
So CrossFit Jeopardy, so presented by Bubs Naturals. Thank you, Bubs.
Yeah,
so Bubs. Pumped. You guys go to the website, bubsnaturals.com. Just use the code GWTP. That's it, and you get 20% off everything there. And I don't want to speak too far ahead, but I believe I've worked out something like the winner may get a special package from Bubs of all their products. So the winner's going to get something, but here it is. Pick a category and a dollar amount, just for fun.
Okay, category three.
Category three, $600.
Smack dab in the middle.
And what's going to happen is, like, I will click this button right here. It'll take you to the question, and the question will be read, and you'll have time to answer the question. And then once you read said question, the answer will pop up. And once the answer popped up, we get to go back to the board. But by then, by the magic of Barkley, the 600 will be blacked out, and the number of dollars will be entered into your name.
That's so cool.
And we will be doing this until we are done, up until Final Jeopardy. There's a double Jeopardy in here somewhere.
Oh, man.
Hiding in the wings. But this will be tomorrow, so I really hope you guys can make it. Barkley has put in a shiz ton of work. on the back end.
Dude, you know, okay, I was already
nervous. I have as well.
When he goes, Bill, have you been studying? I was like, motherfucker. That's what needs to happen? Oh, crap.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Not to add any more pressure, Jewel says you just means you better win, Bill, with all your wisdom.
I'm just hoping that Alzheimer's doesn't set in.
Yes, okay. Yes, yes. We'll have some fun. We'll have some fun tomorrow. Visions of SNL Jeopardy. Yes. Barclay.
Yeah. I get to be the Sean Connery.
Yeah, every button I click, I'll be puckered up a little bit too. Hopefully it doesn't go to, sometimes I click the wrong space and it like goes to the wrong card. I'm like, that's my fault. But, it's like, oh, what answer is that question for? Yes, Lido, we'll do we'll give you a little rundown on Jeopardy rules for it. But as simple as there's someone who controls the board and they can pick the category. Once the question is read, everybody can answer the question. They have to buzz in to take charge of answering the question. If they get it right, they get the money. If they get it wrong, they lose the money. I will tell you that we had Tyler, Watkins, Pedro, and JR test run this just to see difficulty of questions and format and make sure all the links work. And Pedro netted out at $0.
God, I hope I
JR had 3,600. Wow. And Tyler had negative 1,600. So it was really a good, there was a lot of effort, not a lot of answers, but a lot of effort. So this will be tomorrow. But today we are going to predict the programming of the 2024 CrossFit quarterfinals that will be coming up next Wednesday.
Yeah.
And I have a little design here. Now, here's what I'd like to do, since I have some things written on here, but I would like your stuff written on here too. I don't know what Bill guessed, but if it's anything like what we did last, Monday?
Yeah.
We are going to get three of the same ones, apparently, and not tell each other what they're going to be. So we'll do this. I'll go first, since I have mine on here.
Okay.
You can go second, and I'll add yours as we go so people have something to look at while we talk.
Okay.
So, drum rolls, please. This is Get With The Programming's 2024 CrossFit Quarterfinals Predictions Limitations. I don't know if limitations is a fair word, although I believe you believe limitations is a fair word.
I think it is.
Number of events, we were told it's four. However, you know, with Dave, you never know. It's like, hey, it's four programmed events, but maybe there's five scores, some kind of a, you know, little word play. 25% is advancing from the open. Last year was 10%. So it's a different average field of fitness that is coming to play. The four workouts that they have all been promoted that they can be done in a group class setting. In a 1 hour time frame, that can be done in any affiliate. That has the prerequisite equipment, but I think that was more geared towards garage gym goers where we're probably going to get on a pull-up rig. Teams had ring muscle-ups, you know, wall balls. Like there's just some things you have to have as you advance in the season. Open, okay. Quarterfinals, much different. So within those parameters, I have based my programming. So this is for the shit I got about my wall ball target last Monday.
Do you like my answer to that?
Yes. This is not what I want to do. This is what I think it could be based off the, I will say, restrictions and bumpers I have been provided. Is that fair? Or did you do that? Or you're like, this is what I want. Take it or leave it.
No. Earlier when I said that it was hard coming out of the last reprogramming that we did.
Yeah.
It was at the plus side to that was it was like, okay, I kind of see from that, it kind of gave us the idea of what it should look like. So that did kind of keep me in a particular little vein.
Mm-hmm.
I did think about those parameters, how it could be run, what it would need to be, the way that it could be set up, those types of things. So I use those basic same things. And I didn't choose what I want.
Okay.
But I like what I picked because I think, like, for me, they work within the confines. Even the type of athlete that we're looking at with a certain, the skill set that we want to be able to move on to whatever and can still be running a regular class, but I still like them. So okay. Regardless of what they are, I actually ended up being pretty happy. I was having a hard time in the beginning, but, they turned out okay.
I'm with you. I'm happy with mine. John said, John is 24, Taylor's 36. That's what Pedro said.
He's not 36, all right. Is he?
No John way. Said 29.
Why the heck don't they answer? What the hell? Those guys talk.
Well, John said 29. I don't know about Taylor.
John's 29. Okay.
Taylor talks until you like ask him a question, and then he freaking like disappears. I'm like, hey, I have a question for you, and he's like, gone. I'm like,
gone.
You text so much.
I know.
All right.
Are yours in order of?
I did put mine in order of release, okay. Even though. There's not really a particular order, but I have it in order if like you had to do all four.
Okay.
I put it in there. So.
Same.
All right. Let me share. Okay. That's it. 3, 2, 1. And here we go. All right. 2024 quarterfinals. I believe I spelled it all right. Yes. Event one. Here's mine. 10, 20, 30, 40. Are you smirking right now?
A little bit.
Oh God.
A little bit.
Row cals, lateral burpees over the rower, and alternating dumbbell snatches at 70 and 50. Now, originally, I had it 40, 30, 20, 10, but in my head, I was like, all right, I'm beefing up the dumbbell. Everybody should be able to use this. Flat out. You should be able to use this. You pulled 185 multiple times off the ground, you could probably handle a 70. You thrustered 135, you could probably handle a 70 for a dumbbell snatch. But in my head, I was like, but I do want to get these people moving who are newer and maybe it's heavier and maybe 40 off the clip might just slow them down so much it kind of ruins the workout a little bit. But then I was thinking, well, I got to test these elite athletes a little bit better because if I just went 40, 30, 20, 10, man, it's just grip and rip city. Now, you do have to row hard and you have to burpee fast because the dumbbell snatches will pretty much be even keel with the elite athletes. So I flipped it 10 to 40 because now that's going to add an element of difficulty even for the elite at the paces at which they should be going. So this is my first one. Easy little buy-in, nothing too hard. Very easy to judge, very easy to video, very easy to run in a group class setting. You just need a dumbbell and a rower.
I can already see that you were having, and I wasn't smirking because the order may be a little bit different, but I can see some of the movements that we're doing that are similar.
Okay.
I
was
can
like,
see
if you pick
already,
the same workout.
No. I can already see the influence that we had from the last event on this event.
Okay.
That you just did. Cause we talked about this last time about, you know, whether going up. In numbers or whatever, and how we should arrange that. Yep. And I also used my head was stuck in our reprogramming, and so I took one of my reprogrammed versions of one of the past quarterfinals because I really liked it, and
okay.
I wanted to start off with some of the heavier stuff first.
Mm.
So what I did was the front squat and the handstand element one.
Oh, okay.
And so I did that one. So my first event is 21 front squats at 135.95.
Okay.
9 wall walks. 15 front squats at 185.135. 15 wall facing handstand pushups.
Oh.
9 front squats at 225.155. And then 21 deficit handstand pushups at the 3.5 and 2.
Huh. Okay. Let me write that down.
You want me to just cut and paste it to you?
I got it.
Okay.
So 21 front squats.
21 front squats.
9 wall walks. Right?
Yep.
15 front squats. I think the weights are right.
Yeah. 135,
85, 225.
Yep.
Same ones. And then you had 15.
I had 15 wall facing handstand pushups.
Oh, okay. And this one was deficit?
And then I did deficit, just regular deficit handstand pushups at the end. And the reason I was thinking that was originally
what the like the 2.5 and 3
Yeah, yeah, whatever the numbers.
Okay. Or two.
3.5 and 2, I think is what they had.
Okay.
I wanted to push. I figured that if I did the wall facing, which is going to be difficult, if I went into the strict regular handstand pushups, I think that would have been kind of the same thing. So I wanted it just to be like, okay, now you just got to finish. You just got to finish hard at the end.
Okay.
So it didn't completely restrict you. But the main thing for this for me was we got some pushing and we got some heavier weight right out of the gate. So it wasn't crazy heavy, but we got to go, okay, great job from the open. You guys were able to move 185 pounds, and that's all you did. And you squatted 135 and 95. Now we'll kind of go up a little bit. So we made that jump. And I like that, even though it's a repeat-ish of one that we already had, I like the way that it fits. And I really like the setup of when we were talking about it on Monday.
Yeah.
So that's my first one.
Why did you want to do wall facing instead of just strict?
Because it would be strict I think that it's just it's like when you make it's like when Dave would make the would make us do like thrusters at 170 pounds.
Okay,
it's just a tweak.
Oh, all right,
that's all.
A couple questions here.
Oh, and because we've seen them in the other like the semis and
got
and
it.
The other
okay, event.
So I'm thinking, okay, it's not a lot. It's just a little. It's like a pre-.
I mean, we did see him last year in semis, even though we saw him in quarterfinals prior to, and there's that trickle down. Okay, Spin is like, do you think 70-pound dumbbell prevents garage gym athletes from signing up? No, I don't. I think that goes along the lines of if you have a pull up bar, you should probably have a 70-pound dumbbell if you're quasi serious about anything as far as competition. Would you sign up for? I feel like it should, and if not, jump to a affiliate, borrow
let
it.
Let me ask you, how many, so we talked about the 30-inch
But it's
box,
a good question.
And you said that you only had two in your gym.
Yes.
How many 70s did you have?
10.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ruben Waters, what about commercial rowers that are taller? He says, I guess the C2R they have there. Hey, you know, go to a CrossFit affiliate.
Yeah, there you go.
Going across it, affiliate. All right. I like that. I like that. Number two. Where am I? Ah, number two. I like how this updates real time, but it doesn't watch me. All right. I have a chipper.
All right.
100 wall ball shots, 14 and 10. And I wrote to 10 feet.
Nice job.
Even though I don't think they'll do that. So I'm breaking my own rule right off the bat with I think to do what I want, but I couldn't. I just couldn't. It didn't feel right. I felt dirty. I felt dirty. 75 toes to bar. So 100 wall bots, 75 toes to bar. 50 overhead squats at 95 and 65. Why? Because overhead squats, we've got a master's demographic. Let's not forget about that. And a teen demographic in the field. All right? So 75 or 50 overhead squats is you do not advance to semifinals if you cannot overhead squat 95 and 65 pounds. You don't belong there. You are missing a key piece of fitness as far as 10 general physical skills, all being based at the bottom part of the list.
Right.
50 overhead squats at 95 and 65 and then 25 bar muscle-ups. So I've got the squat overhead fatigue for high volume into the core toes to bar, which we didn't have in a big chunk. 50 overheads, which is a squat overhead fatigue movement, but it's a step up from the med ball with half the reps. And then 25 bar muscles, because we did bar muscles in the open, and why not cash out with 25? Because the fittest people trying to qualify for semifinals will separate themselves in the volume of toes to bar, the ability to handle big sets of overhead squats, and then big sets of bar muscle-ups to finish.
I like that one.
Thank you.
I like the chipper of it too. I mean, being able to, I think, and I don't do that often enough. I don't think as far as like programming stuff where you just have those big chunks like that.
Yeah.
Because there is a definite stimulus to doing that where everyone feels great for half the reps.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, how did you really pace that first half?
Yeah.
To really work the second half.
Right. And I feel like these are cousins. Well, like to me, well, I know I say this. I'm going to say it like I know that. Toes to bar and bar muscle-ups are in the same family. Yeah. A bar muscle-up isn't an evolution of the pull-up. It's actually an evolution of the toes to bar. It's the same movement pattern. It's the same anterior core. One just goes above the bar. One just goes to the bar. It's not a big pull-up. Like if you do a really big chest to bar pull-up, that will not get you a bar muscle-up. If you do a really big toes to bar, you'll actually get closer to a bar muscle-up. But that's just here to there. And the 100 to 75, right? The 50 to 25, I just feel like that overhead fatigue for high volume and overhead fatigue squatting high volume, they're just, there's a cool little relationship in there and it evolves with less reps. So that's what I was looking at.
I like it.
Thank you.
Okay, my number two, it's a variation of one of the first workout that Dave did when he programmed for the .com.
And
I was playing with a bunch of different ways, like maybe I should make it be the rower, maybe I should make it be, you know, double unders, and I didn't want to use those elements. And so I was thinking, okay, how can we do it to where it would be class setting, that is going to allow what I think the athletes that are in that realm should be able to move, keeping them within a time cap, a time frame that's going to be appropriate to them, and is going to say like, okay, if you are proficient in these things, you deserve to be going to the semi. So mine was a 10-minute time cap. You have 8 rounds of 8 single arm hang clean and jerks of 50 pounds only, 50 and 35 on each arm. So 8 on one arm, 8 on the other arm, and then 4 ring muscle ups.
Oh.
So 10-minute cap, you have 8 rounds of 8, 8, and 4.
8, 8, and 4. 4 ring muscle-ups?
4 ring muscle-ups, yeah. So if you look at the volume, it's not that high off of that like CrossFit.
What's the weight?
50 and 35.
Okay.
It's the regular, the classic.
Yeah.
The classic setup. I think what's nice with that is, okay, we're getting a little bit of volume. It's not a snatch, which we've done a lot of. We haven't done a lot of hang clean and jerks. I know we've done it like once or twice. And it's just something to kind of burn the shoulders a little bit since we just came off of some stuff on mine.
Yeah.
And then getting into the ring muscle up. And, I like, you know, I went back and forth like, is okay with that skill. Is that skill the correct skill? And I think that it is, because part of me initially was designing what the third set would be on the final event of the Open, where we went from pull-ups to bar muscle-ups, and then I would have wanted to have like a ring
muscle-up.
Yeah, it started kind of in that evolution, and then it kind of molded down to this. But I think it would be fun. Again, I think it would be
I like it a short
and usable.
Yeah. Station two finish, your 2 20-minute cap workouts back-to-back. Those are mine. Both are 20 minutes. They're 20 minutes to allow people to play longer. That's it. This will take less than that, but I put in caps, like time caps, for those that are going to get stuck and just let them get as far as they can. If I was doing time caps for elite individuals, it would just be, it'd be wildly different. That's why my time caps are longer.
Well, and time cap is different than like AMRAP.
Right. Yeah. You know? Also,
I mean,
true.
For some, it might be an AMRAP, but for, if you're looking for your top athletes, you know, so, and the other thing that what it does is it forces everyone to get that amount of work in.
Right.
Like you're going to be on the playing field for that amount of time. You finish it, you do all the work, or you're on the playing field for that amount of time.
Yeah. So my time caps are longer for people to be able to play more or get further down. That's why. But that's a great, great observation. And I was aware of that, and I would have done something else if we had different parameters. All right. That's two. I like that one, Bill.
Oh, thanks.
I like that one a lot. I like the hang clean and jerk single arm thing. I don't know why.
I think that it's pretty cool because you can do some decent volume with it.
Yeah.
It's not, at least on the offset, it's not real intimidating.
Yeah. It feels better for me. Just like, I don't have to go all the way to the floor and pull it off. Like that's my least favorite part of a dumbbell snatch. Just like hinging and coming through and then going overhead. So maybe that is why. All right. Number three, here's my third one. I was thinking about, I wanted to get Grace and Isabel in there because those are classic benchmarks, 30 clean and jerks for time at 135 and 95, 30 snatches for time at 130 and 95. All that's basically power, but you can squat if you want to. And then I was thinking of the standard from the CrossFit Games finale back in 2019, which was correct me if I'm wrong, was like 30. It was basically Grace, 30 ring muscle ups. Isabel was okay. The right. format. Yeah. And I was like, all right, let's play around with that. And so I broke it up. So it's 10 clean and jerks, 10 wall walks, 10 snatches, all at 135 and 95. 10 clean and jerks, 20 handstand pushups anyway, 10 snatches, 10 clean and jerks, 30 strict handstand pushups, 10 snatches. Now my separator here is your ability to cycle a barbell well, the fatigue, stamina, and strength that it's going to take away from your inverted pressing because you're going overhead with every single movement you're doing, and then increasing the volume while increasing actually the difficulty of the skill. So as much as I thought volume might separate people with toes to bar and then fatigue separate people on bar muscle-ups, in a pulling fashion, I thought let's get inverted for one and add volume with the skill will separate. So this is like separating people with weight and reps. Now it's just skill and reps with a 15-minute cap.
Put that. I just put that. Yes.
Barker. You mean Gray? Right. Yeah. Grace Briggs. That's right. That's right. Barker. Right. That's right.
I like that one too.
Gordon, why not wall facing? Because I know Bill had them in there, but I don't need them in there at that volume. Plus, I think that will be too much for what was projected to us. I don't have anything against them. I'm just going with like, I don't see them doing it based off what we're told. But if they do, something like 15 that Bill had makes more sense than 30 that I have here, especially at the end.
And I had it in there, honestly, I had it in there more because, dude, I wouldn't be the one that programs a wall facing handstand. But what am I trying to test by doing that? You know what I mean? Like, I'm looking at some shoulder pressing work. I'm not trying to just make it weird so that it's difficult just because it's different, you know? But I can see that being put in because we have done that before.
Yeah.
That's the only reason why I put it in. So,
I just don't want them at 30.
Yeah.
Grant, they should repeat the standard again to the games. Only 10 minutes when we get to do it. I think that should be the final for semifinals this year, but you know, that's just me.
That would make a lot more people do it. That's cool.
That's right. That's right. But yes, I agree.
Okay.
It should come back. All right, Bill, what do you got?
Three. Here comes my long one. So this will be a 20-minute AMRAP.
Ooh.
The rep set will be, 2 reps and then 4 reps and then 6 reps and then 8 reps. And you just keep on going up until the 20 minute.
Okay.
The movements I have, it's a triplet, deadlifts, 225, 155, burpee pull-ups.
Ooh.
Toes to bar.
Huh.
So you're spending some time on the bar, but I like the midline that actually creeps up on this. Obviously, in the toes bar, you're going to have that, but the midline work you're going to have with the deadlifts, the burpee pull-ups of that extension, and then you know having to keep tight as you jump up to get the pull-up whatever the standard was. It was chest to bar is what we did. Burpee chest to bar pull-ups. Is that what we had?
No, I think it's burpee chin over bar.
Okay,
that's fine. It just had to be out of your reach.
Yeah, whatever that standard is.
Okay.
So you do 2 of them,
ooh,
4 of them, and then you do 6 of them, and you do 8 of them.
Deadlift, burpee, pull-ups, toes to bar.
Yeah. Because on the pull-ups, you really aren't using your hands. I mean, it's not that grippy. You're just kind of getting up there. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But it allows you to keep moving. And so I think that will actually kind of hook some people into some places that might, you know, tempo wise, where they get to that like 11-minute realm and they're like, oh shit.
Yeah. Corey,
and the other thing, I think everyone Bill, can who do hurt this. You? I think this is one that everyone can do.
It is. They, like if you're in quarterfinals, you should be able to do pull-ups.
And the other thing is I like what I like different about this versus what we did in the open. The open, the numbers didn't change. And so the transition became such a big deal. Here, the numbers get bigger. So you have a lot of quick transitions.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, yeah.
But towards the end, you don't have as many transitions because the chunks of work that you're doing are just large.
Yes.
So, and I think what we want, I needed a long one in there. And so this was my long one. And it puts some volume, again, at some weight that I think is decent. And if you get up around 20, I mean, you're hitting 20 toes to, or 100 toes to bar.
Maybe. Hi, You're probably wondering how I got here. Well, it all started with Bill had an idea. Oh, that's great.
I mean, if nothing else, my classes are going to be doing these.
Yeah, I'm going to do these. If they're not in quarterfinals, I'll be doing them. All right, that's three. Final one. Here's what I have. I have three triplets, all with 30 reps. So 30 front squats at weight one, 30 box jump overs, 30 shouldered overhead at the same weight. And I spelled shoulder wrong. I realize that. I got the other ones right. No, I didn't. rest 1 minute, add weight, 30, 30, 30, add weight, 30, 30, 30. My weights, 65 and 95, 135 and 95. Sorry, yeah, 135, 95, 185, 135. So the reps are the same. The weight goes up. Front squats, because I've seen them a lot in quarters, especially with the teams, individuals, it's been there as well. Box jump overs, just something to see if your legs still got any spring in them. And then shoulder overhead. And basically, I've taken away all of your superpowers for a push jerk. And now we'll get to see how good your barbell cycling is with technique.
What were the weights on those again?
95, 135, 185, 65, 95, 135.
And that's the same for the front squats and the shoulder
overhead. Same for the front squats and shoulder overhead. So basically your last round, if you get there, because the cap's 15.
Right, right.
Which means you have to be doing these in like four something, because the minute rests in there, is 30 front squats at 185, 30 box jump overs, 30 shoulder overhead at 185. At the very end. And if I can't do extremely heavy weight, then I'll do heavy weight at high volume under fatigue. And if you're strong, then you will be able to get through that. So I'm testing your strength without maxing you out.
Mm-hmm. I've seen you do this a handful of times where, and I know that CrossFit, I'm starting to see that too, that rest in the middle of the race.
Yes.
Do you think that that's important to have that? Or why are you choosing to have it? Just to get a little bit of a recovery to get into that
legit,
next step?
What I wanted it to be was a set every 5 minutes. And then okay. It's your total time accumulated. Why I didn't do that, because we're taking an online with a weird demographic. Is like, if I did every 5 minutes, people will get capped in the first round. So they won't get to play for very long. I put the minute in there because if I didn't have it in there and just said, do this for time, you're going to have a weight change problem in the middle of your workout from shoulder overhead back to front squats.
Oh, got it.
Right?
Got it. Okay.
So the rest in there is more for ease of setup and weight change and ability for those to take on. What I would have preferred is one set every 5 minutes, your total cumulative time of actual work. So if you do it fast in the first 5 minutes, you're going to get more rest.
Okay.
But I didn't do that because people will get capped in the first five. And I'm, again, my time caps is with thought of, hey, this might take you 15 minutes just to get into the second round.
Right.
Right. Or to the last round and see how many squats you can get. So that's why I put the minutes in there.
Are you making it to, when you envision this, is the athlete the only one that can change the weight?
No.
So are they having to utilize that?
No, they can have someone can help them. So like they're just focused on the work.
On their okay.
Yeah. So yeah, okay. They can get help with their bar.
All right. Cool.
That's it.
Okay, my last one. And this was there were some elements of things that you were thinking of, you know, with like Isabel and Grace and mm-hmm. some of those different times. I was flirting with those a little bit.
Okay.
I liked the sprint of the 30-20-10. That was the last one. Was that 23-5?
Yep.
Yeah. I liked that one. And, you know, we talked about the time frame of that one, how the guys were getting done at like 2:30, the girls were getting done like at 3 minutes, whatever that looked like. And I was thinking like, okay, I looked at that event and I saw that there wasn't enough work to be done to make it a separator. There were, I think on the men's side, there were 8 ties in one spot. There were 8 people that had the exact same thing. And on the women's side, in the top 50, there were 6 or 7 groupings of ties within the first 50. So I'm like, okay, I really like that one. I like that also for a final. So what I did is I beefed it up a little bit, volume-wise. Same time cap, sort of 7-minute time cap. But what we have is a 40-calorie row. So this will be 40, 30, 20, 10 is what it'll be. 40-calorie row, 30 burpee box jump overs at 30 and 24. I'm not going 30 and 30.
Okay.
Which will also help the women's time come down. 20 cleans at 185, 135.
Mm.
And then 10 snatches at 185,
135. All right, so we have 135 for the women.
Yeah.
24 inches. 185 for the men.
Yep.
30 inches. 30. I like that.
I mean, I figured that would add, if you look at the time frames, it would add maybe another 1, 2, you know, another 3.5 minutes to the time frames that people were having. So if you're best of the best or up there around 3 minutes,
yeah,
they're right under here. And we talked about it before that, okay, maybe we should have had a time cap, you know, on the 30, 20, 10, where they, it's like, if they can't snatch the 185, okay, well, you're going to have a time frame. Well, now here, a clean is an easier weight for people to move.
Yep.
And if they don't have the time frame, that the time cap is short enough that it'll cap people appropriately where they need to be capped, I think.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I like this. Evan. No jump rope at quarterfinals, crossovers. No crossovers. They're not going to do crossovers. No. And they might have jump rope.
Dude, we did so many jump ropes in the open.
We did lots of jump rope in the open. That's why we have box jumps.
Right.
We're evolving the jump. I like that. I like that you have a short one in there. I necessarily didn't have a short one in there. I have an interval one in there.
Yeah.
Like that first interval is going to be fairly quick for elite athletes.
Yeah.
And a lot of mine was like, okay, because I've heard Boston say this, like everybody will be able to start, not everybody will be able to finish. And I feel like that's the case for a lot of ours.
I think so. I'm looking back on mine.
I mean,
I think everyone can do the first movement.
Let's review.
I think everyone should look okay.
So let's review. First one, mine 10, 20, 30, 40. So ascending rep schemes, cal row, lateral burpees over the rower, alternating dumbbell snatches at 70 and 50. Time cap 20. It's not going to take 20, but it'll allow everybody to get as far as they can with whatever fitness they have.
Yep.
What do you think the fastest times would be?
On yours?
Yeah.
Oh,
12 to 15?
Three, 4.5, 6, 9. Like 14, 15?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's 12 to 15.
If you take the set of 20, is like a minute each.
Right, just which general, is not slow.
No, it's not. But I mean, just as a general.
Yeah.
And then like your sets of 10, say, you know, cut it in half. So just to get some roundish numbers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
2, 4, 6. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. Yeah. 12 to 15 for the elite. They'll always surprise you.
I didn't put a time on this one. I had 12 minutes, 12 minute cap.
12 minute
cap. I think I brought the cap down. I think it was 15 on the one that they had originally.
Oh yeah.
I brought it down to 12.
Time cap 12.
Yeah.
Yeah, 21 front squats, 9 wall walks, 9 front squats, or 15, 15, 9. Yeah. Now for the deficit, is this anyway or strict that you have?
I'll say anyway.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
I like less of those reps.
Of the which one?
Of the your wall facing. 21 at the end just like was rough.
Yeah.
Workout two. 175, 50 overhead. I like that. Wall balls.
Wall balls four. Are wall balls. Everyone can do them.
Yep. And you have 20 minutes, so chip your way through them five at a time if you want to. Or 10 every 30 seconds, which is what I did at regionals, and I was done in 4 minutes and something, 4 minutes and change.
Yep.
With lots of rest. 5 minutes, 15 toes a bar every minute.
Do that. You said it. You said what you said there, and the way I always look at it is I just Tabata it. Because if I do 20 seconds, that ends up being 10 reps.
Oh, well, yeah.
It's the exact same thing, just said differently, but it literally the exact same thing.
Yeah. Josh, you're right. When grit is, that's why Josh says he's the most compelling tests are ones that where grit is limiter. And I think that's why the 100 bar facing burpees has been such a hit.
I agree.
Like you have to have the fitness, but you have to have the desire to do what you need to do. Not that you are incapable of, which I do like. 75 toes a bar, 5 minutes overhead squats, 2 to 3.
Yeah.
25 bar muscle ups under fatigue.
Three to five.
So,
well, yeah, depending on the group. Yeah.
Depending on the group. So, yeah, another 15 to 18, but a hard 20 for everybody else.
Right.
And then yours, time cap 10 minutes. 30 seconds for one arm, the other. Another 30 seconds.
Yeah.
With transitions.
Well, not even that. Not even that.
I would say a minute to 90 seconds per round.
Per round, totally. And I was that's what I mean. I was gauging it towards what Dave's first one was, which was the 200 meter run, which is about a minute, and then three ring muscle ups. So you're coming in under fatigue. You're not going to be breathing the same way on this one. But I wanted to kind of keep around. And I think like when we were doing that, everyone was doing it like us,
right?
In our chat and stuff. It was like that, doing it in about I think we were like right under around that minute.
Yeah.
Minute and
yeah, I think a minute to a minute 30 is going to be your range of abilities for those that are decent. Everyone else is just going to try to get as far as they can. But like a minute's not slow, 20 seconds per. That's just eight into set the dumbbell down, do your four.
Yep.
Feels a lot like that transition format that you have in Nate.
Right.
Right.
And to answer this question, because I've seen it, this Ali Omora, I purposely made them tight because I don't want people hanging out for a really long time, like in this particular stage. Like your best athletes are going to be able to get way deep, and I think that that's what we want. I want people to really be able to push it, and again, I'm not trying to program to the 24.5% person.
Right.
They can all play, but the race is for the top 100. The top 100.
Yeah.
You know, of the group.
We're only taking 40 to semifinals, so we do need a big separator with even a small workout. I like how mine caps were longer and then yours are, we like went the opposite way. But I totally see what you're saying. It's like, I don't want to stand here for 15 minutes looking at the rings. Come on.
Well, and it's like, I'm trying to think, right. And I'm trying to think like, okay, what makes it?
I like this one. I want to try it because my ring muscle ups are just coming back online.
I mean, dude, it's only 32 muscle ups. Like,
okay,
30
you
is the
don't
standard,
say that
you know
so
I mean?
Nonchalantly, please. 32 for me at the moment is not a
good no, well, that's true. I that's relative. But like,
I'm just kidding.
In the scheme of our sport, 30 has always been the number.
Yeah, like you're right. I actually
less than 30 programs.
I use that number a lot when I program muscle ups in a workout.
Right.
Are we getting to the basic level of ring muscle up proficiency, which is can you do 30?
Right. And here you get a you get to come off the, how do I say, you get a break. You get to come off the rings for an amount of time.
You're not wrong. You do get to come off the rings.
So it's not 30 unbroken, but yeah.
What I like Josh is saying here is like, I could see in this format of how much is on the line that the intensity is going to put elites in a level, like people will fail because they panic pace the beginning because they think it's going to be so fast.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like that. Grant Gilmore, the best analogy for everyone can play, but the best will race is the various big cities marathons. Okay. Lots of people walk and run, and some Kenyans and Ethiopians are running sub 5 minute miles. Yes. Right. Yes.
Right. But they don't change the race for the people that are walking it.
Yeah. There is a time cap though. I do know that.
Yep.
all right. Event two, mine was, the clean and jerks and snatches with 135 and 95, basically spreading out Grace and Isabel across the triplets.
Are you going to make the snatches? Are they squat?
No.
Okay.
Anyway.
Okay.
Anyway.
I like how it's broken up. Again, it does a great job of still putting the volume in there that you need where you can push for like the top end athletes.
Yeah.
But it's not so high volume at a particular weight that it just buries the...
Like, we did thrusters at 135 and 95 to get here. And in my opinion of how I put things together, thrusters and snatches are about basically usually the same weights with off maxes and what you can cycle.
Yeah.
And station two, this is the one part of where they will have a line of where the dumbbell can be relative to the rings. That I know they will have. It can't be 5 feet within the rings.
If they were going to put it right under, then you're the dumbass for doing that. I mean, at some point, you have to decide whether you're going to tie your shoes or not.
Pedro, are you related to Josh, or is this just like, is this your second account, Josh? Chase, that workout is my wet dream. Okay. But yeah, 10 clean and jerks, 10 wall walks, 10 snatches, clean and jerks, 20 handstand pushups anyway, and then 30 strict at the end. 95 and 135. Speed on there, 10 clean and jerks. Now, here's the cool part. The elites will... I don't say you need to go touch and go.
They will, dude. It's 135.
But should you? It's all about the last 30 strict handstand push-ups. Should you go touch and go? Not can you. We know they can. We know they can without fear of anything. But you do... 10 wall walks, 10 unbroken, 10, 20, 10, and another 10. And then you get to that wall inverted upside down for 30 strict. Here's the thing. If you tip into the red,
would crush this workout.
Yes, that's one person. But I'm just saying, like, those that are trying to get to semifinals on average, not that they can't, it's kind of like what we just talked about in your last one with the dumbbell clean and jerks and muscle ups. All of them can do 4. It's only 32, as you said, like an asshole. But do they make a mistake of over racing too soon because they think there's not very much separation? And I feel like that'll be drastically different by the time they get there. And
there's
everything is overhead in this workout for a reason.
Yep.
And if you get to the 30 and you get to any point that you're doing less than 5 with a 5 to 7 second break, you are not going to semifinals. Because if you start doing 5s and having to rest 10 seconds, how many of those are you going to do? You don't have time to waste 30 seconds in this workout if you're elite. Heaven forbid you get down to 2s or 1s because you dipped too hard into the cycling a barbell, which is what? 10 isn't going to get you as far as you think cycling than you just doing quick singles. And you'll make it up on 10 wall walks because those are going to take 90 seconds to 2 minutes. And should you even race those? Like, there's a lot of traps in here. I feel like people are just going to be like, oh, yeah, 10. I'm like, no,
it's actually, no. It's actually real similar.
It's a minefield.
To the row on the open. If you were to go a 5 second slower pace,
yes,
it was
yes.
only a 3 second difference.
Right.
That's it.
And the intensity of which you had to do. I think I intentionally put
would
a lot of traps
singles
in.
Or would you do 5s?
I would do singles. Wow. Because my
You're
limiter.
So much better at that than me. I cannot do.
Just like you get itchy.
I think that's a swimmer in you because you know how to hold a pace for lap after lap after lap after lap. Whereas I would be more like in spurts. I'll do 5, stop. 5.
See,
stop.
And there but it is because you're Tabata brained. And I'm this every 30 seconds brained.
Yeah.
It's the same thing.
I know. It's so funny, dude.
Because, like, maybe I get done in 30 seconds and you go five, rest 10, do five. Like, right. All right. Hey, Bill, good to see you. Right. I see we got to the wall at the same time in two different ways.
Right.
All right. And then yours is your longer one, and yeah. your basic barrier of entry is small reps and then the old water tank raising of reps in a room, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, round to round.
Who floats?
I mean, even until you get to 10, like, you're good.
I think everyone would be around that, like, 8, 10 mark at around, what, 6 minutes
mm-hmm.
for 10? But then that's what's so great about these ones is everyone gets to that point, and they're like, dude, I am killing it right now. And yeah. then they realize that they really haven't done anything because the next two sets that they do just equaled all four sets that they did before that.
Right.
You know, and it really settles into a pace at that point that you can either get locked into, like a little too slow, mm-hmm. or you realize you've buried yourself and it's at minute 8 and you have 12 more minutes to go.
Yeah. Yeah, true. I get past the 10, I'm like, oh my gosh, there's so much time left and I've already done 30 of all this.
Yep.
All right, last one. You got your sprint chipper, mm-hmm. which I like. I like there's a fast one in there.
Yeah.
And then I have my interval-based volume, strength, stamina test. I would say fit strength, not max strength. Stamina, I guess, is the word.
Yeah.
Strength, stamina, and power, really. There's a lot of jumping and explosiveness. No,
there totally is. I mean, you have to have a decent capacity for sure.
Like, you can't be weak and succeed in this workout. You can't. No. But you also have to be fit to succeed in this workout.
And that's what I think is real important about the quarterfinal mark. No matter what the parameters are of the, it can be done as in a class, you know, class setting, and there's not a lot of floor plan type stuff and basic equipment,
right? Which is another big thing.
It still has to be. You want to advance the stuff, and the stuff meaning the intensity, the skill level, and the weight. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't. Even now, and look at what we've said, we haven't once said that a one rep max lift needs to be programmed in here, or that a single handstand hold is something like there should be. It should still be so far removed from any sort of specialist at all.
Yeah.
It's got to be general fitness across the board. All we should do is move up the level of that fitness.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, yeah, get a little bit heavier. Not crazy,
no,
but a little bit heavier. I mean, we can test the other stuff then, because when you bring the weights down,
right?
You know, and you don't have them real high, then it's like, okay, the way you are testing the strength on that is you have to increase the volume of that.
Yes,
you know, and that's why you did with your. I mean, that's 90 shouldered overhead,
yeah.
90. Which is, dude, you did a lot of pressing.
Yeah,
this one and then the other one with the
it's only 30.
The overhead squat one and handstand walk and the wall walks.
True.
So you have a lot, and I think I could see that because you were talking a lot earlier about how having that and putting some shoulder to overhead in there because it seems to be lacking a lot of times, you know, whether it's Hansen. But I mean, I think we don't use shoulder to overhead often enough.
No.
As a movement. But yeah, those are good.
That's fun. That's good stuff.
If nothing else, all of you at home, you have 8 workouts here that you can program for your gym that you just got for free.
Yes.
8 yes. badass workouts. Dude, I'm telling you right now, my class is going to do these.
I love all these. I mean, I'm biased for clearly 4 of them, but I want to try all these. I don't know if I can do snatches yet.
Is it that rotation?
Yes. And I don't have this all the full range of motion back, so my scap isn't sliding as much as I need it to get in that overhead position. So it's almost kind of like that holding.
Oh yeah,
that I hate that. Yeah.
Yeah.
God, I used to not have to deal with that. I know a lot of Masters athletes that do, but man, I'd like to get it back. I'm getting there. I'm like 95%.
You will.
So the stability is there, just the mobility and range of motion is it. All right. That'll do it. That'll do it for us today.
For today.
But again,
apparently I need to go study.
Bill needs to study up. Tomorrow it goes down for the first time in history. CrossFit Jeopardy coming to the mainstream. John Young, Bill Grunler, Taylor Self, 12:15 Central tomorrow, 10:15 Pacific if you're on Bill's side of the country or world. Sometimes it seems like a different planet.
Believe me. I'm living in it.
But CrossFit Jeopardy will make its debut. We will have an awesome time. What will be great is you guys will be able to play along with us. So make your own little scorecard. If you got the question right, give yourself the points. If you did not, take them away. And at the end of the day, we will have a victor. And that victor will get a special winner's package from Bubs Naturals, as well as Bubs being the presenting sponsor for this game show specifically, which I am so thankful for. We love working with them. They've been fantastic, along with Element 26, who's just been a huge supporter of the show. And quarterfinals.
Quarterfinals
will get released next week. After the show tomorrow, Monday, we'll have a strength of field preview show. We'll go recap what happened in the open with our strength of field system. We will revisit what that system looks like now with team athletes that may or may not have decided to take themselves out of the individual competition, how that's changed the landscape of the strength of field and game spot allocations, and preview what's to come for also, I don't know if you guys, if I've expressed this, is that we're also going to watch with excitement who is actually qualifying for semifinals. So the first half of those shows will be our semifinal strength of field. Wouldn't it be nice theory in practice? But the second half is we're going to follow the semifinals. Who's in the top 40 out of the open?
Right.
Ranked. We'll talk about that. We've got that. Then we'll talk about after the first submission window of quarterfinals, who is in, who is out after the halfway point. And then we'll wrap things up on Monday of the final unofficial standings of quarterfinals, as well as what our strength of field system will look. So we've got next week, we've got a bunch of shows planned using our strength of field while real time following who's in, who's out of semifinals in all seven regions. So we've got a lot of great stuff for you guys next week. And all that is thanks to people that support us. So you guys that support us when you guys are our members here, you guys support us on Patreon, our partners of the show. So thank you. Again, thank you guys for being here. I love it. So thanks for keeping us energized. Thanks for keeping us honest as we y'all keep us entertained as much as we entertain you guys, we hope. But God, I gotta switch this. I hate being on the right side of you.
There you go.
It's like we're two old people in a bed.
Sleeping on the wrong my side.
I always get in an argument when we get to a hotel room. Not you and me. Sorry. Let me preface that. Me and my wife. He's like, no, this is your side. I'm like, no, if we were to take our bed oriented this way, I would be on this side. The stupid arguments you have with your significant others as you guys get older. It's ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. But thanks, guys, for joining us. We hope you like the workouts. We'll see what they are next week for real. We'll also go over them after they are released the day of on Wednesday. I think, are you good in the afternoon for that Wednesday? 1:30?
I believe so. That's not the second or fourth. I should be able to. I'll let you know.
Let me know.
I'll let you know.
And then I'll let you guys know.
Yeah.
If not, we'll figure it out. But yeah.
We'll make it happen.
We'll see you guys tomorrow. Tell your friends. Please come. We'd love to have you. It's going to be a blast. And we'll test these three guys' knowledge as much as we test yours. Other than that, have a great rest of your day. See you tomorrow.